This week I wanted to quit. I'm not joking. It's been a hard week for me. And three times I wanted to leave. You know, there's that proverbial story you hear as a kid of the dad who goes out for a pack of cigarettes and never comes home? Three times I wanted to do that. I wanted to start smoking so I could go out for a pack of cigarettes. And, you know, we're in a bit of a transition period here for the last little while, and I am not dealing with it well. It's been a tough few weeks, and this week I blew up more than once. I feel the weight of all this, of this parish, of all the things we're doing here, of this process of renewal that we're in. I feel the weight of it as a pastor, because that's different than any other role, I find it really hard. I feel so inadequate at times. And I keep hearing that I have to change and become something I don't feel I am. And I'm so not up to the task. I'm dealing with that on an ongoing basis, and sometimes well, and sometimes not well. Lately, not very well at all. And then this week, I got some really difficult news on a personal front. I went to the doctor with my mother, and we found out that her cancer is back and that she's going to have to go through chemo again. You know, everybody tells you the C word is terrible, the cancer is terrible, and yeah, when you hear that news, you know, your mind goes numb and you don't know what to talk about to the doctor and you don't know the questions you should ask and you don't know what's going on. But the other C word, chemotherapy, that's a terrible word too. I know that last time it was really hard on my mother and the side effects were horrible, and it was hard on me too. So as I heard the news, you know, obviously I'm scared for my mother and I want to be there for her, but then I also start thinking about what that means for me and everything that's going on here, everything I have to do here. You know, last time at least my brother was around, now he's in Toronto, so I'm feeling that weight. And then I start to feel guilty because I'm feeling like, why am I thinking about myself at this moment? And then on Friday, I got up early and I wanted to head out to close up the cottage for the winter. You know, Friday is my day off, and as I'm heading out, I saw someone in the office. I live where I work. It's not entirely true. I people work where I live is actually more like it. That's hard. Anyway, I went in to mention something before heading out, and we got into an argument. I was stupid. It was stupid of me, and I was not in a good place, and we started yelling at each other. And so I get in my car, and I get into the morning traffic and head up north, and I don't want to come back. I want to just keep on going. I want to go and get a job hanging drywall. Like, that's my dream job, is just to put up drywall all day, because at the end of the day, you see what you've accomplished. And then you go home, you take a shower, and you never think about drywall again until the next morning. That sounds terrific to me. And I get back from the cottage Friday afternoon, and everyone's heading off for the Alpha retreat that we had during the weekend, and I need scotch. Need more than one, actually, but so I go over to my buddy's place, and later that night I get a text from Pat. Where's Pat? Pat's over there, who's in the band, and he came into the church to drop something off, and he texted me that he found that somebody had gotten into the church and broken some things, including a picture of Pope Francis that used to hang on the wall in the back there. And again, I want to quit. I can't handle this. Friday started horribly, it's ending horribly, and it's my day off, and I'm thinking, can't I just have this? I don't want to deal with all this, but everyone else is at the Alpha retreat, so it's on me. And Pat was amazing about it, so thank you, but I so wanted to start smoking so that I could just go out for a pack of cigarettes and never come back. Now, I'm sorry, this isn't meant to be therapy. I do have a point to all of this, trust me. And I'm not looking for sympathy. I realize that so many other people have much heavier burdens to bear. The point that I want to make is that we all need faith, and we need church. We don't need a church building, we need church. We need to have a relationship with God, faith, and we need others who share that same faith, church. This is the final week of this preaching series, Living for Eternity. I don't have slides this week, sorry. I'm really not good at doing the slides, and I didn't have the bandwidth this week to do them. But if you were here for this series in the first week, you heard me talking about dreaming about our future, about praying what God's plan is for our future, because God's plan is bigger than ours. And God's plan includes eternal life. Then last week I talked about the need to stop the think about it plan and to actually do something, to have an actual actionable plan for our life here on earth and for eternal life. This week I want to talk about the need for church to achieve those goals, to achieve eternal life. This past week, I was at the end of my rope, or as my mother used to say to me and my brother, and she goes, "You kids are driving me up the walls," and then she'd kick us out of the house. This week, life, work, everything else was driving me up the walls, and I wanted to throw it all away, including this homily, by the way. And the thing is, I was praying all throughout the week. I was praying the breviary, the prayers that priests say every day. I prayed for my mother, and I was praying for myself. And still, I got mad, and I yelled at people. And I felt like going out for cigarettes and not coming back. I prayed, I vented with my buddies while I had a couple of scotches. I was a mess. And the thing is, the thing that ultimately helped me most was church, was talking with other people who share my faith. And Friday night, I went and talked with someone, and we prayed, and I cried. I sobbed, actually. And then together, we cried out to God. It was a psalm, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." That was me Friday night. And then yesterday, I'm trying to write something semi-coherent. Didn't actually work, but anyway, I'm trying to write something semi-coherent for this. And then I realized, okay, I got to go. I'm supposed to go here to go to the Alpha retreat to hear confessions. And when I get there, the friend from Friday night had told another friend who was at the retreat about what I was going through. And so as I arrived, he said to me, "Don't worry about this, Father. Don't worry about what you have to do here right now." He said, "You minister to us all the time. This time, let us minister to you." And I was at wit's end, so I just said yes. And we went for a walk, and we just talked. And I talked about all I'm feeling, I just want to quit. Talked about all sorts of things. And then when we got back, he got a few members from that Alpha team to pray for me, to pray over me. And I tell you, those experiences of true Christian fellowship and prayer, that made such a difference. I was a mess. And I couldn't articulate what I wanted from God, what answers I wanted, what I need. I couldn't articulate what my mother needs. But praying with someone else, having other people who you know love you and have a relationship with Jesus and want that for you too, that makes a difference. They have the words when you don't. This week has taught me so much. Taught me that alone, I'm a mess. Alone, I can't handle things. Alone, I wouldn't actually quit. I wouldn't actually leave. There's too much Irish pigheadedness in me to do that. I would turn to booze. This week brought home the importance of a community of faith, of the church. You know, going out and venting over a couple of scotches with your buddies, that only goes so far. I need church. I need people who care about me and share not just my values, but share a relationship with God, a relationship with a God who can do wonders, a God who fills people with His Holy Spirit. That's what I heard about when I got to that retreat at Alpha. I heard about people being filled with the Holy Spirit all morning long. And I want that God in my life. I want a God who can lift up the lowly and the brokenhearted. I need people who can help me see that God is at work in my life. I need people who aren't going to judge me for wanting to quit, but instead will start praying for me. And not just say, oh yeah, I'll pray for you, Father. Actually, pray with me. Pray over me. Because there are times when I don't have the words. And I need them to have the words for me. I need people who see the face of God in my life because they are the face of God in my life. Today at the end of the gospel, Jesus says, by your endurance, you will gain your souls. I am not resilient enough to do it on my own. I need church. In the book of Revelation, God says that He will gently wipe away every tear from our eyes. He's talking about heaven where He gently wipes away every tear from our eyes. I need people to do that now. I need heaven to be real now. I don't need it to be a faraway dream. That's why I need church. Because I need heaven now. I need to live for eternity now. I need it for myself, and I need it for you. Last week, I told you I love you, and I do. And I want you to have a church. Not just come to church, but have a church. I want you to have people who will pray for you, pray with you, who will celebrate the triumphs in your life and be there when you want to quit. And we're never going to judge you for it. But instead, we'll lift you up to God in prayer when you can't do it yourself. I want you to have that community of faith-filled people who will be the face of God for you. That's what I have, and I want it for everyone. And so that's why we talk about the culture of Alpha. I want that culture of Alpha, not just on Monday nights when we run Alpha in the basement. I want it in every corner of our church. It's a culture that brings about authentic friendships, meaningful, real conversations, not just the regular BS of our daily lives. It brings about a culture where we praise God and we pray together, that we accept where people are in their life, and we have this strong desire to lift them up and help them lead. And we want that everywhere in our church. I want it in Mass here. I want it in prayer nights, in sacramental prep, in baptism prep. I want it in kids ministry, in youth groups, in connect groups, in everything else we do. That's why I'm oversharing in this homily. That's why I'm crying, and that's why I care so much and I work so hard. That's why I invest so much time and energy into building up this parish. That's probably why I expect way too much of myself. That, I believe, is why our staff invest so much of themselves into renewing our church. That's why they. You know, half of our staff was volunteering at that Alpha retreat weekend, was there and on a Saturday, gave up their Friday night, their Saturday, to be there with those people. That's why we need to keep working despite being underfunded, understaffed, under-resourced. It matters because you matter. Church, the community of people centered around Jesus Christ matters, or at least it should. You know, I understand it does not work perfectly. Maybe it isn't all that it should be yet, but I so want our parish to be your church, to be the face of God for you, because I need the face of God, and I don't think I'm alone. I think we, each one of us, need to see the face of God. We need to live in eternity now. Alone, I am a mess. I need God. I need the church. So today, this final week of this Living for Eternity preaching series, I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you, first of all, to pray. Not just say you'll pray, but actually pray. Pray for me, pray for the staff, pray for the parish. Pray about how you can help be the church, how you can get more engaged, more involved, and be the face of God. You can be the face of God, and you need the face of God. Being the church, being part of the church, enables us to live for eternity now.